Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
This morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need no other hiding place. Our hope is safe within your name. This we know. This we know. You promise never to forsake. What you begin, you will sustain. This we know. This we know.
him a shout of thanks, a shout of praise, because he has done the work for us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you are victorious. And we are victorious in you this morning, God, because of the work that you did on Calvary.
A thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you, it's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am.
perfect. You are perfect in
all.
Come on, think about what you're saying this morning. He knows. He knows. You're good. You're a good, good Father. To you are. To you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. Who you are, Lord. Who you are, and I'm loved by you.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's who I am, it's who I am.
Come on, I want you to take about 20 seconds and just give him praise. Because he is perfect in all of his ways. There is no shadow of turning with him this morning. He is faithful to complete what he has started. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Come on, stir up your faith this morning. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end today. There is no shadow of turning in him today. You are faithful, oh God, to complete what you've started in us. Hallelujah. Are you thankful for that this morning, for his faithfulness to his children? Come on, would you give him a praise right now? Put your hands together. Come on, church. He deserves all of our praise this morning. Yeah.
You're good.
gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
Come on, can you give a good God a great praise this morning? Father, we worship you. We worship you. You're so good. You're so good. Father, we thank you this morning that you are faithful, that you are good, that you care about your people. We're thankful that in light of storms and circumstances and situations, this is the truth that we know. Your goodness never changes. Your faithfulness never ceases. You continue to walk alongside of us and to help us. We declare that you are good today. Your goodness is great, and you are greatly to be praised. And so, Father, this morning, if someone walked into this house, or maybe they're watching over the internet, and they're discouraged or they're downcast, I pray this morning that they would be reminded that you are good to them, that you've been so good to them. And in the moments that they haven't been able to trace what you're doing in their life, the conclusion they can reach this morning is this: they can still trust you because you're faithful. Father, we bring our needs to you this morning because of that. We ask for healing virtue to flow into those that are sick. We pray for those that are financially impacted today. I pray that you would be the provider for them. God, we pray for those that may be struggling in relationship, that you would intervene in those situations and you would bring peace. We know that your goodness comes into every aspect and every area of our life. There's no off-limit areas to you. We just pray that your goodness would be extended to every part of our life in Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here this morning and you would say, Steve, I don't know Jesus. I haven't made a commitment to him. I haven't asked him to be the Lord and the Savior of my life. And I want to encounter his goodness in my life. If that's you this morning, we will not embarrass you. We simply want to be able to pray intelligently and put some materials in your hands that will help you on this new journey, this new relationship. If that's you, would you just raise your hand? You can pull it right back down. No one looking around other than our prayer team. I need Jesus in my life this morning. I need to start a journey with this good, good Father that you've been talking about this morning? Is there one? Father, this morning we pray for our movers, these 10 individuals that each of us have written down that we know don't know your Son, Jesus. You said that we should pray.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.